This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Lakewood police are investigating an attempted fuel theft they think caused 200 gallons of diesel to spill into local waterways. A truck driver called police Monday after he found a hole drilled into one of his gas tanks. It's unclear how much fuel was stolen, but the hole allowed the remaining gas to leak into a storm drain that feeds Bear Creek. Authorities have set up booms to collect the fuel. They say there is no threat to drinking water. Governor Polis discussed wildfire prevention on private lands on Monday and one group receiving funding from the state. CPR's Paolo Scholzeta reports.
A group known as the Colorado Youth Corps works all over the state to remove trees that could act as fuel for future fires. Their work is funded by the Colorado Strategic Wildfire Action Program, which was granted over $17 million from the state legislature last year. Polis said this kind of program isn't possible without the cooperation of Colorado landowners.
I encourage everybody to take individual responsibility to do their mitigation as well and seek out help from their fire district or from the state.
COSWAP has so far funded 49 public-private fire mitigation partnerships across the state. I'm Paolo Scholzeta, CPR News.
The BLM has started a process that could change how the agency protects habitat for the Gunnison sage-grouse in Colorado and Utah. For the next month and a half, the agency will take public comments before it releases the outline of a plan to protect the ground-nesting bird, which is listed federally as a threatened species. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.